Some pictures don't come out right. Everything looks good. There's nothing wrong with the subject. But there's a stain right in the middle of it. And sometimes on the face of the subject. But if you look carefully, you find out that there's a stain on the lens and not on the subject. Eyes are like lenses. A lens through which you look to see people and the world.
Hello. Hello, sir. Welcome. Can I help you? Did you want a room?
I want a piece of land.
Oh, you want it on the lower floors, right? You're lucky. We do have one left. Are you scared of heights?
Don't you have one by the sea?
Are you joking with me, sir? What do you mean by the sea? It's not the north here. It's Mashhad. We have one facing the shrine.
I've come to buy that land.
Land? What are you talking about? Oh, there's a land agent right behind the bazaar. If you go there, well, they'll be able to help you out.
I know. I've come to buy that land.
We don't sell land here, sir. And all the lands here belong to someone. I don't think the owner's thinking of selling them at the moment.
I'm a busy man. Didn't you put an advertisement into the newspapers?
Me? I didn't advertise, no.
This is the address. Check if it's right.
Let me see. Number 29. The address is right, but, well, there's been a mistake. We never advertised it. Here you are.
Hey, where's your boss?
Sir, I said we advertised. Go and ask the one who printed it out wrong. The one who made this mistake. I mean, the one who wrote the wrong address.
Well, I always go into a place with a purpose. I've come to buy the land.
It sounds like you're not really listening.
I think you're not listening.
Oh, okay then. Now we'll find out who's not listening.
Excuse me. Hello. Hey. Yes, the land's in a good place. Yes, we can make it into a trading centre or a department store. There's a crazy person that... Look, I'll work it out with him. Yes. No, don't worry about a thing. It's done. Goodbye.
Well, have you come to buy or to sell?
What are you looking for?
Sir, this is a hotel. Do you understand? We've got rooms here. We don't have land. Now please leave.
I told you. Tell your boss to come down here.
Hey, go and buy some land somewhere else. You're wasting my time.
Oh, fate. Oh.
What?
Listen. When you were selling dried cherries behind the bazaar, I built this hotel. And I will buy that land. Goodbye.
I used to sell dried cherries.
What is he doing here?
You want to see Miss Padadar?
Yes.
I'll call her right now.
Thank you very much.
Miss Padadar? Miss Padadar, hello.
Hello.
That man standing over there, do you see him? He wants to see you. Do you know him? He works in the bazaar.
Are you interviewing me again?
I like interviewing.
No, I don't know him.
Oh, I don't either. Hopefully he's come with some good intentions. No, I mean, hopefully he's brought good news. God willing, your time will come as well. Stop selling and reserving tickets. Come over here and see the man.
Do you know him?
How are you?
You don't?
No. Yes, yes, that's fine.
Go, go, go. She's seen you.
I shut them off. You can be at ease now. They're sitting down. They've sat.
Excuse me, sir. Are you using the phone?
No, no, no. It's all yours.
Hello, Jamal.
Hello, Razzie.
How are you, son?
I'm fine. Good day.
Good day.
I can't find Vahid.
Well, perhaps he's busy doing something.
Oh.
So, what happened, son?
What happened? Oh, I went to talk to her. Truth is, it wasn't the right time. It was the right time. But, you know, Miss Pardadar very well. She behaves in a way that makes it really difficult to talk to her. Well, she might know anyhow.
How can she know? It's not written on her palm. Tell her straight out, son. Why are you procrastinating?
But, Razzie...
There's no buts. You haven't sinned. Whatever's best will happen, son.
Yes. That's true.
Why shouldn't you say what you want? Nobody should take so long in such
situations.
Excuse
me, Razzie. Just a minute. I'm sorry. Mr. Beggy.
Well, well, Jamal. Hello. How are
you? What are you doing here?
I've come to buy a ticket, because here's the nearest place, and I didn't feel like going anywhere else.
Oh, with a suit? Hmm?
Well, yeah. What's that got to do with anything, anyway?
Well, where are you off to?
Well, I was planning on going to Owaz. To my cousins. Well, weather's great there now. Mm. Yeah.
Great.
Tell me, Jamal.
Yeah?
Do you have something of value with you?
Like what?
Like carpets, antiques, or something like that?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Do I sell antiques?
No? Jamal, does this shop have a copy machine so I can make a copy of my ID?
Since when do you need a copy of your ID to buy a ticket?
Who said I wanted it for the ticket? Look, it's good to have a copy in your pocket. I thought it would be best if I had one. Eh?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Well, thank you. Do you need me?
No, I don't.
All right, goodbye then.
Bye. Sly fox.
But Mother, why are you doing this?
Because I think it's best.
Yes, I know you know what's best for everyone, but this concerns me as well.
Zara, dear, listen, I know this concerns you as well, but I want to make things easier for you.
What do you mean by that? Why make it easier? What do you mean? What's going on there?
Zara, you're making too much of a fuss over this. There's nothing going on here. Stop shouting.
But Mother, you were supposed to have the land and everything else that was left to you after Father's death. As long as you live, it could be 120 years, I hope.
Don't worry, nobody lives that long.
Well, why are you planning on selling them in the next 2 days or putting them in my name? I don't understand all this.
Hey, Zara. Listen, my darling. Sometimes, in some situations, there's no need for your presence, okay? But for other situations, yes, you have to be there. You concentrate on your exams for now.
I'm coming to the agency right now.
That's enough. Zara, dear, I've got a customer now, and I have to go. Call me later, and we'll talk, okay? Okay, you look after yourself, okay?
You too.
I love you, darling. Call me when you decide to come.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye. Come in. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for coming over.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Salam alaikum.
Jamal?
Did you want something?
How are you, Vahid?
Hello. Just tell me how you want me to be, and I'll be it.
What does that Begi want with Miss Padidar?
Who's Begi?
The one sitting right over there.
Oh. I don't know. I think he's come with good intentions.
Excuse me?
Do you know him?
Yes.
He looks a bit familiar to me as well.
You don't know him.
Hey, Jamal, you've left the shop unattended, right?
Excuse me, but are you standing here to see who goes to work and who doesn't?
And you don't want to know why someone's come to see someone and who's coming and going?
Stop arguing with me.
Goodbye.
Wow. Wait a sec. Biggie. Oh, God.
Today you've closed the shop and you stopped working, have you?
No, but it seems you're doing some business right over there.
So what?
Tell me, what do you want in there?
I want to get my ticket. What, are you an inspector? A detective?
If you're telling the truth, then show me your ticket.
And why should I show you? Who are you anyway? Look, leave me alone, stop nagging me, all right?
What?
I guess they didn't see it through.
Excuse me, Miss Padidar. Could I trouble you for a second?
Yes, sit down, please.
You come, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you. How are you, Miss Padidar? Are you feeling much better now?
Thank you very much. That was the question?
What does this Mr. Begi want here?
Do you expect me to give you a report now?
No, but since this morning, he keeps on coming and going.
Well, many people come and go here. Well, if you don't mind, that is.
No, who am I to mind? I just wanted to say that I know the man. I know what kind of person he is. I mean, Miss Padidar, keep an eye on him.
Keep an eye on what, sir?
He told me he's come to buy a ticket, but I don't know why.
Well, if you don't know, why are you talking about it?
Ma'am, why are you getting so angry? I haven't come for a fight. I just came here to say that, well, he's not trustworthy. If he's opened up, well...
Oh, Jamal, that's disgusting.
Well, then everyone would see he doesn't have an honest bone in his body. Now that you've come across him, well, that's none of my business. But later on, if something happens, don't say, you were my neighbour. Why didn't you warn me?
Okay. Well, your good intentions when it comes to your neighbours have been tried and tested before. But, okay.
Okay. You start mocking me as well. Thank you very much. I had to warn you. Hello, Sayed.
Well, hello, Jamal, my dear son. So tell me, how are you? Is everything okay?
I'm not good. Not good at all, Sayed. Will they ever let a man be happy at all?
Well, what's happened? Who's had the guts to upset Jamal?
Just take a good look at me. Am I really that scary?
Don't say that. What are you talking about? I'm joking with you, my son.
Can I ask you a question?
Just because it's you, us two.
No, leave it. I'll ask my question in some other way.
You haven't asked or said anything to change how you say it.
See it, if you ever find out or suspect someone wants to pull the wool over my eyes, but you're not 100% sure, but because that person's a fraud, you suspect that, well, 78% of the time he wants to con me, and I'm clueless, I'm not aware of what's happening around me, well, what would you do? Would you pay no attention? Would you say, so what if they con him, it's none of my business? Would you turn your head the other way?
What can I say?
What can I say? I just asked you a simple question.
Listen, Jamal. I think the person who thinks he can con Jamal hasn't been born yet.
Thank you, Sayed. Thank you. You mean I'm the King of Thieves?
Come on. When did I ever say such a thing?
Yes, yes.
I said that?
Yes, right. Right now, you want to see if a thief steals from a thief, then they're the king of all the thieves. But you twisted it around.
Stop twisting what I say. When did I ever say such a thing, my dear?
Okay, forget it, Sayed. Leave it. Forget it. So if something like that happened to someone like Mr. Habibi, Vahid...
Or Miss Padidar.
Excuse me, but what has this got to do with Miss Padidar?
Well, at the rate you're going, Habibi, Vahid, well, after them, it's Miss Padidar, right?
You see, Sayed, I just came to ask you a question, but you twisted it and tied it all in knots.
Listen to me, Jamal. There's a Persian saying that goes like this. If you see a blind man and a pit and say nothing...
It's a sin!
Well done!
Yes! Yes. But the person's not blind or poor-sighted. Blind and poor-sighted aren't nice terms for them.
Who aren't they nice for? For Vahid, Habibi, or...?
You see, Sayed, you see. I mean, in general, what a mess I've got myself into.
Oh, God, don't take it so seriously, son. I was kidding around with you!
Oh, no.
What did you tell Miss Padidar?
Excuse me, those are not for free, so stop popping them, please. I guess you're going to put a handful in your pocket too and leave, are you?
No, I won't put them in my pocket. I'll eat them right here. You didn't say? What did you tell Miss Padidar?
I thought you came to buy tickets.
I'll buy tickets as well. If you've got eyes for Miss Padidar's land, why don't you go after them sooner?
Because I didn't know that you'd sharpened your claws for them.
Have I ever been able to do a transaction in this field without you messing things up?
But you don't do transactions, do you? To me, a transaction means when the buyer and the seller are both satisfied.
Really? No way.
Yes.
Since when has it been so easy? Save your anecdotes for people who don't know you, all right? Look, at least I've been watching you operate in this field for 20 years. There's no point in doing a song and dance for me. Leave these lands alone, get on with your life. These lands are of no use to you.
Yes, but since when have you abandoned your job and started selling other people's lands, eh? And anyway, whatever I've done, I've paid the price, and it's none of anybody's business. Why are you telling me all this? Huh? Has the deal been cancelled?
We haven't even started bartering yet. Did you even let us? When I went to seal the deal, all I heard from her was no. Jamal. Jamal. Listen to me. How much do you want to step aside?
No. It looks like you've fallen for it.
Imagine I have. What percentage did you have in mind?
For what?
To step aside. No? All right then, Jamal. Jamal. Let's make another deal. Look at me. What percentage do you want to seal the deal with?
Naive. You can't handle what I want. Is that it?
Jamal. This time, I won't let you take these lands from me and forget about getting a bribe like the ones I gave you for all them other lands. That is over.
Don't worry yourself. I have nothing to do with you anymore.
That's great. I warned you, and you didn't listen. Would you go and think it through, though, bruv, yeah?
Hey, well, what are you doing? Why are you taking fistfuls? I pay for them, you scumbag! What a mess I've got myself into. I showed him well. He thinks he can pocket other people's things.
Excuse me, Miss Padidar.
Hi, Mr. Habibi. Hello, how are you? Are you okay?
You haven't left yet.
Oh, I was clearing up to go.
I say, it's late. If you don't mind, I'll take you home.
No, thank you very much. I'll go.
I'm serious. How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
You were supposed to...
No. I completely forgot to come over and ask about your health. Sorry.
That's fine. Thank you. You are supposed to look after yourself more when you're not feeling well, you know. One thing, my wife knows of a herbal doctor. I thought I'd write down the address and give it to you.
Thank you very much.
Do you think it's too much trouble?
No.
Do you want a lift?
No, thank you. I have shopping to do at the end of the bazaars.
Oh, okay then. I won't trouble you any further. Excuse me.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Did you want something? If you don't, I'm closing up.
No. The truth is...
As I said, I'm closing up.
Jamal, sir, why didn't you let the deal go through with Mr. Bakey?
I didn't let it happen. I just came to say that the man is not a good person. It's none of my business if your deal didn't go through now.
Well, what do you know about him? Tell me.
Well, you're suspicious of everybody.
I apologize. I was wrong.
No, that's not right. Now that you see it's to your benefit, Jamal the charlatan, keeping the title, is the good guy now. No, that's it, ma'am. Whenever I want to do any good for anybody, it's like it's written on my forehead that this man is a charlatan. Hold your positions close and push me away. It's not just you. There are many people in this bazaar that come to Jamal when they have trouble with a check or a bill or cash. And when everything else is smoothed out for them, when they go and they talk behind my back like I can't hear a thing.
Sir, I've never talked behind your back. You keep insisting that people think that you con other people.
God rest your husband's soul. I mean, Roosbeh. When he opened this place, we worked together a lot. I would exchange foreign currency for him and send him customers. He would send me customers. We had a lot of joint ventures. You're his wife. Has he told you anything negative about me to make you so wary like you are?
Okay, there's been a mistake. Now you tell me what's wrong with Mr. Bakey. He was the only customer with ready cash. For no reason, I told him to leave.
What customer, ma'am? I know that man. I know what he's like. He pounces on a piece of land like a wolf to con his boss. God forbid it be you. And keep you hanging around till you go and get the deed. Then he swoops down to take the rest of the money. If there was nothing in it for him, he wouldn't even step forward. That man had plans for you.
How did I know?
Why should you know? And anyway, not everybody knows how to seal these kinds of deals. But what's the rush? Your land is there if you wait a little bit longer. Maybe a proper, honest customer will come along.
How did you know it was land?
That Mr. Bakey came and dragged it out of me. That's why I cancelled the deal between the two of you.
I have to sell it as soon as possible. Or at least put it in Sara's name.
There's no need to hurry, ma'am.
Don't you know anyone?
Do I know? Well, what can I say? I'll look around, find a trustworthy person, and then I'll call you.
I'm in a hurry, Jamal.
Miss Padadar, you've only just advertised. It might take a long time.
It's too late. It's too late for me, Jamal. I mean, you know, how can I tell you? I have to have surgery. I don't know if I'll recover after the surgery or not. Maybe I'll never recover. But I have to do this as soon as possible.
You don't?
Yes. Yes, I have cancer, Jamal.
Well, that's nothing to worry about. My father, God rest his soul, he had a lump in his throat. But that's not why he died. I want to say that... Okay, Miss Padadar, okay. I'll find a very good customer for your land. Don't worry about a thing.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's not that easy, taking a good picture. Just like seeing people as they really are isn't that easy. Sometimes you have to rub off the stains. Stains that can very easily ruin a picture and prevent us from seeing the real thing. Most of the time, we ourselves make those stains. Then we have to rub them off ourselves so we can, and we learn how to see people without any stains at all.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.